Okay, I have two verses to share before we go into our readings from Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, but reading from Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And I'm going to flip over a couple pages, and this is going to be Mark chapter 6, verse 46, and this is in the evening. After leaving them, he went up on the mountainside to pray.
Oh, that's cool.
It's our theme today, pray in the morning, pray in the evening, because we're going to talk a little bit about that because of our readings on Monday. Marianne's returned, and we're back to our readings from Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. We're in chapter 2, and so we'll be reading those in just a few minutes. But I want to do our prize drawings just to make sure we have adequate time. And once we start talking about prayer, I don't want to just transition into other things. So we have a bucket. This is a number of people that have filled out the prize slips during our grand opening open house and this past week.
I don't think that we can do that until I hear you say, magnify the Lord with me. Completely off until you say that.
That's right. I've usually, for 20-something years, that's my opening line. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, April 4th, 2022. Yeah, I always give the date, too. And some might say, well, why are you given the date and the year? But these all get archived.
Yeah.
And so if you go to greatnewsradio.org and the Mark and Friends link, you'll see programs. I think I have 12 years worth of Mark and Friends programs. So that way, when you hear the date and the year, you'll know, oh, yeah, this is from 2019 or 2013, and all the different interviews, Testimony Tuesdays, and 12 years worth of programs are all archived available. So if you want to go on a binge or a good binge to hear some of the programming or special guests, you can do that at
any
time. Well,
now everything feels okay. Said that. And it's funny when you said 2019, I mean, the before time, right?
Yeah. That's right.
before the COVID.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now you can go back to what you're doing.
Yeah,
Mark.
So people will say BC before COVID.
I know, it's COVID.
So that was Mark 1:35 and Mark 6:46, two verses that deal with prayer.
I love that, morning and evening, Jesus praying.
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
Yes. And another shout-out, Portillo's, that came through with the 10 chocolate cakes that we went through. We had those Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a lot of people continued to come in. And they can come in really any time. We'll do prize giveaways for many days, because I have a whole table of all those ministry resources, and we'll give some of those away in the coming days. Give me some gifts to give away.
Speaking of the drawing,
yes,
Holly and I tried to pull an April Fool's joke on you and put some names in there for you to draw, and being you saw them
and pulled them out.
Yeah. It wasn't funny anymore.
Well,
so.
You know, I was thinking, because we were having that conversation, is like, are employees eligible for the prize drawings? And usually not. And so we were talking about that. And so when I saw your name in there, I'm like, what's your name doing in there? So,
thanks.
Yeah, and I saw Holly's name, and then I saw my name in there. So.
It was Holly's idea, and it was supposed to be so funny and that on the air. But anyway, you can laugh at home, folks.
Well, we're way beyond April Fool's.
Yes,
now
we are.
It's the 4th.
I know.
And another shout-out. I never got to tell this story about the open house grand opening, because we had 50 hot dogs coming every half hour.
Yeah, that was cool.
And so finally, by about 4:15, because we had our last 50 more hot dogs coming in, and to begin with, we're cutting them in half because those Costco hot dogs are so long. I mean, they stick out beyond the bun like an inch or two on each end. Yeah, so we were cutting them in half, and then, you know, halfway through, I thought, oh, we're going to have enough hot dogs for everyone, and we have that tasty beef brisket that people were loving. But anyways, I thought, what could I do with these hot dogs afterwards? And so it was kind of fun. I thought, well, I know a couple ministries, the Safe House Men's Shelter in Urbana, great team there, and we've worked with them over the years. I thought I could take a bunch there and called and talked with them, and they said, sure. And then I thought Restoration Urban Ministries knew Irvin Williams, and so I met up with them, and both were divine appointments. I got to talk to some of the staff, or I spent about a half hour with Irvin talking about different things and the ministry work they're doing, and They were very grateful. But as I was taking the hot dogs, I had them in these big trays. You know, each were 20, 30, 40 hot dogs. As I was walking out the door, there was a couple going into Old Navy, and I said, hey, you guys hungry? And they, like, looked at me,
funny.
And I said, hey, we just finished an event. We had
these.
You're
like some street vendor.
Yeah, but I had a sport coat on. Generally, I don't recommend just taking food from a stranger.
Unless you're in New York or Chicago, those street vendors, that's fun.
Well, those are street vendors,
walking
but I was kind of like this unknown
true.
Person.
That's and, true.
So they,
and you're pretty scary. Go ahead.
So they took them. They were happy. Then I saw another couple, and I gave them. And then there was somebody.
I could just see you out there doing that.
I got into my truck, and as I was driving, and I think I shared this story, there was four, like, I would classify as punk rockers, just the way they were dressed and mannerisms and such. And I shared this a week ago, but I rolled down my window, said, hey, I got the hot dogs, and I pointed, and I said, we just had on our event right there. There's a Great News Media sign.
You're in your vehicle.
I'm in the truck, and I rolled down the window, and they kind of, what,
could
man?
Be scary, actually.
And so after I gave it to them, they're like, thanks, man. You're cool.
You know, so it was, 1962.
Yeah, cool. But it was neat. And then there was another family that was walking by, and so I was making, if you will, these relationships and said, that's Great News Media. That's our new studio office location. And they're like, wow, that's so nice of you. And I said, well, you know, this is extra that we had. And I just want them to go to some good people. And so anyways, God got to use that as a way to maybe introduce some people to the station for the
first
time.
Only you could meet
such.
A whole bunch of strangers
over
hot dogs.
Oh, then when I got to the safe house, as I was unloading, there was a guy walking by. He looked like he was from India. And good guy walking by, and I said, hey, you hungry? And he's like, what? I said, hey, I have these hot dogs. I'm taking them into the safe house. And so that was just like another guy.
If he was newly arrived from India, he might have a strange impression of the nation.
Yeah, just people hand out hot dogs.
They just walk along and hand out food.
And these were all wrapped in nice foil, and so I gave him like three. And you know, anyways, it was just kind of fun how God used that. Okay, so we have three Applebee $25 gift cards to give away to three people that filled out these little slips.
That's a good one.
And people can continue to come. I'm going to always, if you visit and you want to fill out a prize drawing, I'll periodically always pull out names, but go ahead and pull out three.
Okay, I'm not looking, so no.
Yeah,
I'm doing it
so
like
I
Vanna
have
White
the cameras,
and all that stuff.
Yeah, so just pull out three in a row,
oh,
and then we can just
row.
Do them. So,
okay.
And then just tell me. They get a $25 gift card to Applebee's. And I should point out, all these No Ministry resources went or have gone towards the purchase of these. We use a credit card. We pay our bills on time. We earn a lot of points, and then I use the points to purchase these gift cards. So I thought it's just a creative way to bless our listeners and yet not have to pay the money to get them.
Okay,
so,
here's a drum roll from Pisotum, Illinois.
Number one is?
Nancy Seward.
Nancy Seward. Oh, she's a sweetie. Oh, she deserves to win. She's a great one. Okay, thank
All
you,
right.
Nancy.
From Champaign, Illinois, coming on down is Cindy Lemontado.
Cindy Lemontado. Oh, that's the judge's wife.
Oh, is it?
Judge Sam Lemontado was in here during a grand opening.
That's
and
fun.
I talked with him. He's going to be a future testimony Tuesday. He had a real God-honoring faith journey story. Many times politicians or notables, they know how to kind of spin, you know, God bless you and everything. But he attends Meadowbrook Church, and I could tell he had a real faith journey. I said, we'll have you on to talk about your faith journey. I don't want to get into the politics, but we can certainly talk about how you've seen God at work in your life and such. So, yeah, he's going to be a future testimony
Tuesday.
And now
his wife can take him
and
out to
Applebee's. Wife, Cindy, a free meal at Applebee's.
You won it, Cindy. All right. This is from Champaign.
Okay.
Nancy Gill.
Nancy Gill came in midweek after the event. She missed it. She actually came in with Majel, a friend. And, we talked. She was on a trip to Israel with me. And
nice.
I said, hey, you never know. Fill out one of these and you can win.
You're right.
She's another sweetie. All right. So, let's see. We talked about the verses. We talked about
we gotta read the book.
Things that are coming on. So now it's time to pull out our books, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. We're in Chapter 2. And we do have these books available at the Great News Media Center at our Springfield 600 West Mason Street studio location. They're $10. I think when you buy them online or at a bookstore, they're like $17 or $19. But because we bought a bunch of them, We have it discounted at $10. It's a break even. That's what they charge me. And so if you want to pick up a book, I highly recommend it. It's one of our favorite books, one of my personal favorite books. I read it a few years ago and then found it recently, I guess 5 or 6 months ago, reread it and thought, I have to share this over the air. And so here it is, Marianne,
right,
to read.
Too busy not to pray. Jesus bit off life in big chunks and often ministered at an intense pace. The demands on his time and energy were immense. His inner strength was repeatedly tapped by slow-to-grasp-the-truth disciples, vast crowds, desperately needy, sick, and demonized people, and fierce opposition. Okay, I have to take a small detour here, no one minds, and say, when people say, and I like Dave Early a lot, but that these disciples were slow to grasp the truth, I mean, we're still trying.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a word in their favor.
Yes.
Everything.
Well, what's nice about the disciples, we all can identify
with
them.
Well, that's
true,
too.
They were flawed. Here was Jesus in their presence, and they had doubts or misgivings. And yet, I think we have the Holy Spirit.
I was going to say,
we still
here we
have
are
doubts
with the Holy Spirit.
And misgivings,
yeah,
and confusion. And so,
what do you mean by that? Yeah.
They're just like us.
That's right. Everything Jesus did went against the grain of the Jewish leaders and their extremely legalistic religion. How did he survive it, let alone thrive through it, and rise triumphantly above it all? Jesus viewed prayer as the secret source of spiritual strength and the reservoir of real refreshment. Even when he was very busy, he was never too busy to pray.
Okay, read that again. Listen up, and this is maybe more for me because I love this book. In fact, if you can just read the first 8 or 10 pages, you'll be convinced the importance of saturating your mind and heart with Scripture, with reading it, with praying, with getting in touch with God. And prayer oftentimes isn't just you cite your laundry list of things you want Him to answer. Prayer can include just listening for Him to speak, to confirm, to talk with you. Prayer is communication with God. It's a privilege that He listens to us, but we can also listen back because sometimes He'll reveal truth or put impressions on our heart and mind. And so I think if you read this book or you start reading, you're going to be convinced that this is something that you want to practice more often.
And I like those scriptures you read right at the beginning.
Yeah.
He prayed in the morning, he prayed in the evening.
Yeah.
And you asked me to reread, so I will. Jesus viewed prayer as the secret source of spiritual strength and the reservoir of real refreshment. Even when he was very busy, he was never too busy to pray. Bill Hybels, born in 1952, wrote a book with the insightful title, Too Busy Not to Pray.
Mm-hmm. I've read that.
In it, he makes this admission, prayer has not always been my strong suit. For many years, even as a senior pastor of a large church, I knew more about prayer than I ever practiced in my life. I had a racehorse temperament, and the tugs of self-sufficiency and self-reliance are very real to me. Hybels mentions the frequent sense of feeling overwhelmed, overrun, beaten down, pushed around, and defeated that resulted from his weak prayer life. He proceeds to tell how he then obeyed the promptings of the Lord to study and practice prayer.
Isn't that interesting, to practice prayer?
Yeah.
We don't maybe think about that. I have
True.
To think a little more about how do you practice it, but I think the intent is that you're engaged in it, that you're doing it, that you're participating in prayer.
Well, you sort of use that word like, I need to practice getting more sleep or practice doing something,
right.
You know, so that I guess that works. He then describes...
Here we could, the Prime Life times when we sit around as a staff,
true.
We critique words.
You
and,
sure
what
you
want to
use that,
that
word?
Yes.
We're critiquing this book.
Somebody might be listening thinking, why would they even stop there? Well, we do this all the time.
It's true, we
I
do.
I don't know if that's the best.
Is that the right word you want to use?
Yeah.
He then describes the refreshing and quantitative difference in his relationship with God that flows from, quote, carrying on substantial soul-searching conversations every morning for a good chunk of time, end of quote. The leader of a huge church in South Korea, writing on the importance of leaders taking the time to pray, has written, one of the greatest lies of Satan is that we don't have enough time to pray. However, all of us have enough time to sleep, to eat, and breathe. As soon as we realize that prayer is as important as sleeping, eating, and breathing, we'll be amazed at how much time we have to pray. George Mueller, 1805-1898, was one of the most amazing spiritual leaders the world has ever seen. He was a gifted philanthropist and evangelist. He circulated 111 million tracts and pamphlets, 1.4 million New Testaments, 275,000 Bibles in different languages, with nearly as many smaller portions of Scripture. He supported 189 missionaries. After he turned 70, he preached the gospel in 42 nations to approximately 3 million people. During his life, he cared for more than 10,000 orphans, provided education for 123,000 students, and received $7,500,000 of unsolicited funds from human sources by faith and prayer alone.
And that number is way back years ago, so
I know.
An astounding number. And everyone, I can't say everyone, but most people know about the story of Jordan Mueller and his prayer life and sitting at the table with the orphans, and they're looking at each other, where's the food going to come from? And he
basically says,
God's going to provide, and don't you know the milk truck breaks down in front, the bread truck, something happens, and we have this bread, and then everyone's
fed. Many stories.
Yeah, George Mueller.
As a young minister, when he was starting his orphanages, Mueller went through a very busy season. In fact, he often found himself too busy to pray, as he ought. His biographer wrote, "After learning the lesson of being busy in the work of the Lord, too busy, in fact, to pray, he told his brethren that 4 hours of work after 1 hour of prayer would accomplish more than 5 hours without prayer." This rule, henceforth, he faithfully kept. Charles Spurgeon, the incredibly successful and busy English pastor, agreed. When preaching on the subject of prayer, he observed, "Sometimes we think we're too busy to pray. That also is a great mistake, for praying is a saving of time. God can multiply our ability to make use of time. If we give the Lord his due, we shall have enough for all necessary purposes." I love that. "In this matter, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you," praise God. That's my prayer. "Your other engagements will run smoothly if you do not forget your engagement with God." There's another section here, establish a daily prayer time, and then we've got pray several times a day, but should we try one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Establish a daily prayer time. Jesus prayed first thing in the morning, that's what you read earlier, Mark 1:35. He also prayed late at night, Mark 6:46, Luke 6:12 and 13, Matthew 26:36 through 44. Peter and John observed at least an afternoon time for prayer, as did Cornelius, Acts 3:1 and 10:3. Peter's also known to be praying at noon, Acts 10:9. Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns at midnight, Acts 16:16. John Bunyan, 1628 to 1688, was an English pastor who was jailed in the mid and late 17th century for preaching the gospel. His book, The Pilgrim's Progress, is the second most popular book on earth, next to the Bible. He was an advocate of early morning prayer and said, "He who runs from God in the morning will scarcely find him the rest of the day."
Yeah, that's somewhat true of me. If I don't pray right away, first thing in the morning, by the time I get up, my brain and workload and tasks are just, you know, and it crowds out what God would want to have accomplished before I started anything. Yeah.
Martin Luther said, "It's a good thing to let prayer be the first business of the morning and the last at night." Mm-hmm. One of the most important questions we can ask a person who aspires to authentic spiritual leadership is, when do you pray?
Mm-hmm.
When is your time with God? I don't believe the time for prayer is always as important as at least having a time of prayer each day. When I first began to walk with the Lord as a high school student, my daily time with God was at night after dark. I added prayer to my evening run and loved it. During my first year of college, the only time my dorm was quiet was over the lunch hour, so that became my time to spend alone with God in Bible study and prayer. My sophomore year, my time with God was after dinner. My junior year, it was in the afternoon. Now I have two primary times. One is the first thing in the morning. After I read my Bible, I pray using my journal. Then I get ready for work. On the drive to my office, I have my second main prayer time as I pray some more, usually about other issues. most of us need to set a daily prayer time or times if we hope to build a dynamic prayer life. We may choose morning, afternoon, or evening, but we need to at least choose a time, or several times, for prayer.
That was another special reading from Chapter 2 of our beloved book by Dave Early, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. And we'll continue on Mondays for a period of time to continue reading more. I know we're going to be talking about another book in the coming days, but I still just love this concept of encouraging people to pray and just the power behind prayer. It's connecting with God. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you smiled. I don't know if anyone could hear it in the voice, but some geese flew over. When did we talk about you sharing that over the air? Was that going to be on just a morning program or a Wednesday?
You were going to give it to Tim Nelson to do. I thought, I don't know. I'll send it to you. We'll get a time.
Okay, yeah. I thought it's
that was during our staff meeting.
Yeah, Marianne shared a devotional thought about God's unique animal, the geese.
Yeah, lessons from the geese.
Yeah, so, oh yeah, maybe we'll share it.
Okay, let's
let
do
Tim
that.
Share it too. I don't know. Well, it's
all
a good
right.
one. Yeah, so we highly recommend this book, available at our Springfield Studios, 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, or here at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Now, I have to remind everyone, because some get inside the mall and said, I had trouble finding you. We have our own outdoor private entrance, so we're right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. So you park and you can walk right in. And the great advantage is we don't have to follow all the covenant or contractual agreements that you have to make, where you have to have two employees 7 days a week from 9 to 9, and we don't have to follow those because we have our own private entrance. And so it's a real blessing. God really has strategically located us right here so we can see all the people driving by. Look at that. There's a number of people already out lot walking by, and there's a garden area out here. And I think with us putting up some seating, we can get about 150 to 200 people if we have a little mini concert. I counted what do we call those little ledges out there?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, people could sit on them. And then there's some other chairs where I think you can get about 20 or so people, and then our 50 chairs. And so it's a great area. So
and
we'll
don't
see
worry
how
about
God.
Our geese that we're talking about. They'll fly right up to the roof.
Yeah,
they don't bother anybody.
Yeah,
they're just fun to look at.
Sometimes they come near the window, the next door, the Lens Crafters, and look in. I think they see their reflection. My guinea does that at our front door. He'll peck on the front door and see himself or something.
That's so funny.
The same with our stainless steel hubcaps or whatever. He'll look at himself or peck or something.
And yeah, we've got benches out here too.
Yeah, benches. So we'll say more as it warms up. But thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.